Police took a Homer resident into custody last week for growing a large crop of marijuana with the intent to sell it. The arrest comes just before the state is supposed to introduce its brand new commercial cannabis regulations. KBBI's Quinton Chandler has more.
Police arrested a Homer man last week for running the biggest marijuana grow operation in the city's history. That's according to Homer Police Chief Mark Roble.
You know, it's the largest grow I've seen in my over 30 years of law enforcement. I've heard of larger ones being taken down in the state, but this is the largest one I've been involved in and the largest one in Homer's history.
Police seized between $1 and $1.5 million worth of marijuana plants from a building leased by 32-year-old Joseph Gaberzak of Homer. Gaberzak arrived at the scene during the raid and was arrested. Officers seized 1,012 marijuana plants and 59 light ballasts. Light ballasts regulate the amount of electricity used by fluorescent lamps. According to a criminal complaint filed by Homer Police Sergeant Ryan Browning, the ballasts were worth about $25,000. Chief Roble estimates startup costs for the facility were around $50,000. Police first suspected the building in early February because its windows were blacked out and there was a strong marijuana smell coming from inside.
Very strong odor. It's very distinctive. And after you've been doing this for a few years, you know what you've got when you smell that. And then you walk closer to the building and the odor gets stronger and you can tell it's coming from within the building itself. It's very telling.
Gaberzak faces three felonies: intentionally manufacturing a Schedule 6A controlled substance, possession of more than 25 marijuana plants, and knowingly maintaining a building used to store controlled substances. Chief Roble says he could face as many as 15 years in prison. Sergeant Browning wrote in his report that Gaberzak admitted the operation was his and his alone, and that he financed the operation from his past earnings working road construction. Next week, state regulations go into effect allowing people who want to grow commercial cannabis to apply for licenses with the state. The Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board says those applications won't be available until the 24th. But freedom to apply isn't the same as freedom to grow or to sell.
Until someone actually has a permit in hand and their premises have been inspected in accordance with that permit and compliance is observed, they're not authorized to grow a single plant.
The Homer City Council is considering two ordinances regarding marijuana regulations. One would ban commercial marijuana altogether, and the other would allow marijuana businesses in specific areas, like the neighborhood off East End Road, where police made the bust. Gaberzak told police that it was about to be legal to grow marijuana, and he wanted to know if he could do it, according to court records. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.